care, fighting for the species as our forebears did, building, competing, striving, trailblazing. The Maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible game-changing over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live, and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a good chance the Russians killed Lindsey Graham. It all lines up. We're about to break it down right now. Share the live feeds now. It's Sunday.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Share the real Alex Jones live feed now at AlexJonesLive.com and Real Alex Jones on the next, as well as Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It is Sunday, July 12th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming from the Alex Jones Network. Simulcasting on hundreds of radio stations, TV, and the internet at AlexJonesLive.com. Share those live feeds now. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're told that Lindsey Graham died last night, but there's no footage of him, an ambulance like we have with everybody else, Mitch McConnell, you name it, Hillary Clinton. No. We're told he died suddenly of cardiac arrest, but he was in Ukraine Friday and we confirmed Saturday morning that he visited a secret Ukrainian drone factory, and they released photos of that yesterday morning. And the Russians hit that factory and a bunch of others. And now we're told that he died suddenly. This is something that our government does, a lot of governments do it, where when troops or others get killed in a war, a lot of times they won't even announce to the public and they'll say they died some other way. We're going to be looking at this today. And then we're also going to look at his history at being at the very heart of all of these illegal wars. Previously, he was the mini-me of the main Darth Vader character, one of the chief neocons, Senator John McCain. But since he died, he has been the main progenitor and has been the one really pushing, along with Netanyahu, Trump into all of this. So, overhead shot, I'll just show him here with the paper. Did Russia just eliminate warmonger Lindsey Graham in Kiev? The U.S. senator, who famously called killing Russians the best investment we ever made, has died at 71 following a sudden illness right after his trip to Ukraine. The 48-hour death timeline is too wild to ignore. Graham meets Zelensky and tours the hidden drone manufacturing facility in Kiev. Hours later, the Russian Ministry of Defense launches a devastating missile attack, completely obliterating that exact factory. Simultaneously, Russian precision missiles leveled a high profile hotel in Kiev, packed with top NATO commanders, where Graham was reportedly staying. Graham instantly dies suddenly right after returning home. He wanted to bring hellish sanctions to Russia, but it looks like he went straight to hell instead, writes Russian News. Did a Russian strike catch him in a drone factory or the NATO hotel, or did someone in Washington send him there knowing the missiles were coming? Very powerful information. Here he is posing with one of the suicide drones. And here he is touring the factory. Russia, back on May 25th, told the U.S. and NATO countries, get all of your diplomats and leaders out of Ukraine. We're going to start hitting government buildings and targeting their hotels. We know that's now happened. The question is, was Graham in there? We'll also review his incredible statements. A lover of death, a lover of the sword, dying by the sword, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
It's Sunday, the 12th day of July, 2026. It's an emergency transmission. Share feeds now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live global transmission. It is 4:06 Central Standard Time, 5:06 Eastern, 3:06 Mountain, 2:06 Pacific. Everything lines up that Lindsey Graham was killed yesterday in Ukraine. He was there. They blow up the hotel he was reportedly with NATO staying at. It appears right after, we know they blew it up right after, a few hours after he left a secret drone factory, and then he began to post and tweet videos and photos of himself at it. And then the Russians blow it up with hundreds of missiles that came in, that and other targets, and then hit the hotel. This comes after the Russians threatened more Kiev strikes back in May and told all U.S. diplomats and personnel, get out of the major cities. Do not go in any government buildings or hotels. We are going to start killing everyone in them. Russia threatens more Kiev airstrikes and tells foreign nationals to leave, particularly warning U.S. diplomatic corps to leave. Here's the headline out of RT. This happened yesterday. Russia hits Kiev drone manufacturing plant and other targets like the main NATO hotel. There you go. So, Russia news has this to say. Did Russia just eliminate warmonger Lindsey Graham in Kiev? The U.S. senator who famously called, we'll play the clips coming up, killing Russians the best investment we ever made, close quote, has died at 70 following a sudden illness, close quote, right after his trip to Ukraine. There's no evidence of him in an ambulance, at the hospital, any of this. And it may be true, but this all points towards this. I'd say this is a probability. He was killed by the Russians. The 48-hour death timeline is too wild to ignore. Number one, Graham meets Zelensky and tours a hidden drone manufacturing facility in Kiev. Hours later, the Russian Ministry of Defense launches a devastating missile attack, completely obliterating that exact factory. Three, simultaneously, Russian precision missiles a bit later leveled a high-profile hotel in Kiev packed with top NATO commanders where Graham was reportedly staying. Four, Graham instantly dies suddenly right after returning home. He wanted to bring hellish sanctions, close quote, to Russia, but looks like he went straight to hell. The Russians right. Did a Russian strike catch him in the drone factory or NATO hotel, or did someone in Washington send him there knowing the missiles were coming? And to be clear, they hit the factory hours after he was reportedly in it, but the same time hit the hotel. So this is serious, folks. And here's photos of him, last photos posing with the suicide drones they make there, some of the other suicide drones. He's touring that area. Mike Adams, Health Ranger, writes, there is a non-zero chance that Senator Lindsey Graham was actually blown up in a Russian missile strike on Ukrainian weapons factory. The sudden illness may have simply been the cover story to avoid admitting the truth and creating an international incident. Senator Lindsey Graham getting blown up in a weapons factory would be God's way of having the last laugh, no doubt. The irony is truly cosmic. There probably wasn't enough left of him to try to fake like he was still alive and then seem to be doing with Mitch McConnell. Weekend at Bernie's, after all, still needs limbs attached to pull off the puppetry. Senator Lindsey Graham will be missed by no one, he wrote. We will continue to track that, obviously. We have the last speech he gave and the last interview where he gives us a good idea what the neocons and the warmongers and the Israel firsters want to do in Iran and Ukraine. We're going to be getting to all of that. And I'll be digging more into this. But you need to understand, and we're going to get into this today, but we're going to do it more tomorrow, because I've already sent the crew more than 50 clips of Graham admitting in Congress that, yes, we fund ISIS in Syria because they're fighting Assad a few years ago. And it came out in the hearings last year in Doge that he was the main bagman with billions through USAID to the State Department that he was getting earmarked at the Senate to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban, you name it, literally running them. And that goes back to McCain and all. You just type in McCain meets with leaders of Al-Qaeda in Syria. It just goes on and on and on. And these guys were so happy 2 years ago, right before Trump got back in, when they overthrew Assad after 16 years of trying, using the leader of Al-Qaeda and using a bunch of money from Israel and Turkey. And then now they've exterminated a bunch of the Christians, and it's just hell on earth. And we're told, well, he used to be Al-Qaeda's leader, but now he's a good guy. So we're told, attack all these countries and overthrow all these people that aren't Al-Qaeda or ISIS by Graham, and then meanwhile, he and his ilk are funding them, just like Israel created Hamas, doubled their funding right before October 7th, and then stood down. Doesn't mean Hamas is good. What is Israel doing funding them? So this is what Lindsey Graham has been famous for. And this morning I got up and learned this news, and I shot a quick report, and I simply said that this is the guy that's been pushing us into so many of these illegal wars. This is the guy that licks his lips and says, man, I'm going to sleep great tonight. We're killing a bunch of people in Iran, a bunch of people in Russia. And then does that weird thing where he would stick his tongue out and open his mouth up like some type of demonic It the Clown meets a shark. And I said, live by the sword, die by the sword. This guy was a warmonger and a war criminal, in my view, and that death's the great equalizer. Now he has to face God. And a minority of neocon war worshipers that were all former Never Trumpers when he was anti-war in his first administration attacked me as speaking ill of the dead. This is a guy, when they kill men, women, and children, celebrates it. So Lindsey Graham is a dirtbag, just like Dick Cheney and all the rest of them that the Trump MAGA movement had rejected. And that's why a lot of well-meaning liberals that had some soul came over and voted for him. And that's why Trump is in so much trouble in the poll numbers. So it'll take days to go over this. Today I'm going to go over his record of being an absolute war criminal, warmonger who relished death and destruction. It's one thing even if you're pushing death and destruction and doing it. Obama did a bunch of it too with drones. Kill a whole wedding, 200 people just to get one guy, they claim. But it's another thing to just openly say you enjoy it and you love it and it's great, which Obama did a few times too. I'm really good at killing people. One, you know, two words, predator drones. And even Trump, you know, told Netanyahu and them, stop blowing up whole apartment buildings or whole neighborhoods to get one person. And he told Graham that, and Trump went on Fox today and said, well, Graham wanted the wars to continue, but I don't want the Iran war and the Ukraine war to continue. But Graham has been key in the Senate, ensuring that they've all stayed fully behind all this. So I don't ever wish anybody to die. I'm not celebrating his death. They'll just try to bring in some new horrible person. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here when a tyrant and a corrupt demon dies that in his off time spends 3 days alone at Disney World a few months ago, following little girls and boys around with a bubble wand in his hand. I mean, this guy was a compromised, blackmailed weirdo. But there is a very good chance that, I mean, boom, he yesterday morning he's in the drone factory. Then he starts doing interviews. He reportedly staying at this hotel that gets blown up. And now he comes back and died suddenly. That's it. He's dead. We need to investigate this. We need to look into this. I'm not saying 100% the Russians killed him, but it has to be looked at in detail. There is Lindsey Graham with the bubble wand. We also have the videos of him following small children around, a complete lunatic. What 71-year-old man, he was 70 at the time, now 71, goes there for 3 days, and it was seen everywhere following children around while he's a giant foaming-at-the-mouth warmonger. Very bizarre. We'll get more into did Russia kill him. Well, Russia said they're getting ready to start doing that, and we're getting ready to start hitting NATO countries, starting with Poland, where the weapons are being produced en masse, and I think they mean it. People say, great, let's have a nuclear war. Yeah, let's all die. That's how insane all of this has gotten. Trump said he could end the Ukraine war in one day. Now he admits he couldn't, but he's sure been trying. So let's go through some of Graham's foaming at the mouth. And I found even more as the show started. That's why we'll continue into the broadcast, and we'll have more tomorrow. And then all of Mike Benz's research and the Doge reports and Lindsey Graham being the bag man McCain before him and ongoing. Billions to the Taliban, billions to Al-Qaeda, billions to ISIS. While he says anybody that doesn't support total war is with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, when I have him in Congress admitting that he was funding ISIS. I have video of it. I'll play some tonight. So, montage of bloodthirsty, warmongering Lindsey Graham, who joked about killing innocent civilians and suggested Israel should nuke Gaza. America first is to kill people who wish us ill. I feel good about the Republican Party. We're killing all the right people. We're going to blow the hell out of these people. We're in a religious war. Level the place. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day. He said, I'm not worried about the hurricane devastating the Carolinas and things. He said, I only care about Israel. He actually said that. God bless Israel. We should move all of our stuff to Israel. It's funny that a few weeks ago, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, I said that right, he's the Israeli ambassador, not ours, said he'd rather live in Israel than the U.S. And again, I never even was anti-Israel. I'm anti-Likudniks dragging us into war, telling Trump it would only last 4 days, saying there'd be an uprising when their own people said that there wouldn't be and advised them, and then trying to primary and run our government, and then everybody has to say, you're better than us, you're superior, you're the master of the universe, you know, you're going to rule the world. Huckabee said that to a group of college students there a month ago. And on every one of our holidays, we owe everything to Israel. We wouldn't exist without Israel. What? I mean, it's just like these people are vehemently on another team, the blue-white team. And doesn't mean I'm on the Islamic team. Doesn't mean I'm on the Nazi team either. I'm not on the Chi-Com team. I don't want any of these foreign governments running us. I am sick of this. But on Israel, it's supposedly okay. It's not okay. And the Defense Authorization Act merges the Israeli military with us, and they cone all our weapons. That's what Netanyahu says. We're weaning ourselves off of the weapons. He even said today, talking about Graham, he said, Graham always wanted to give me more money, but we don't need your money anymore. We have a new plan. Yeah, to co-own our weapons and say you contributed to them. It's unbelievable. So we've got all of that coming up. We've got his final statements, final speech, and final news interview. Very important what he has to say, because this guy was co-president with Netanyahu. When it comes to foreign policy, Trump is not really the full president. Netanyahu, so far, and Trump's even had to say that, I'm the boss, you know, you're not the president. Remember 2 weeks ago, Netanyahu said, I'm coming next week. And Trump said, I haven't set that up yet. Remember, I'm the boss, he said on Truth Social, and didn't meet with him. Then Trump went to Turkey for the NATO summit and snubbed Netanyahu. And he's criticizing, saying, you'd be in prison without me. Everybody hates Israel now because of you. You were wrong about this war. Stop messing up the ceasefires. Doesn't mean we like the mullahs, but the point is they're not going to fall anytime soon. The strait's staying closed. We bit off more than we can chew. Couldn't take Vietnam in over a decade. 7.6 million bombs. We hit these people with 40,000 bombs. Took Israel years to try to take full control of Gaza. Only got partial control. $30 billion in bombs. It's 140 square miles. Iran's 4,500 square miles, 90 million people. Gaza's 5 million. Couldn't take the Vietnamese in 12, 14 years. You can debate whether it really started in the 60s with advisors in 64 Gulf of Tonkin. 11 years if it started with Tonkin. Really started in 60. So in 15 years we couldn't beat them, but in 11 of full on, we couldn't. That's what the Pentagon told Trump. All you guys were like, hey, why are you for the mullahs? The Pentagon said it ain't going to work. Got it? Like putting salt water in a gas tank. It ain't going to run the engine. Deepwater Horizon, BP said, stop dumping concrete in the hole. The engineer said it'll blow up if we hit a big gas pocket. That's what you're drilling for. They said, do it. It blew up a day later. It's called math. All you warmongers need to learn about it. War is math. And then it's will. But you got to have the math first. The mass, the weapons. You have to know what you're targeting. You have to know what the agenda is. You have to know what's got to be done. Only way to beat Iran is to nuke every square inch of it, and then we're the pariah of the world. That's been wargamed. And Pakistan says they'll hit Israel with nukes. Think a few steps ahead, guys. I'm not talking to our main audience, but to the dumbos out there that I really am worried about. All right, so here's the first montage. We have the clips longer and other clips. Here is the famous war criminal who couldn't find his way out of a wet paper bag, couldn't find his ass with both hands, the single man, Lindsey Graham, lord of the candy asses, but he sure loves war, and now he is in wherever God sent him. Here it is.
America first is to kill people who wish us ill.
I feel good about the Republican Party. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II. You just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks. We're going to blow the hell out of these people. We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place. Why is it okay for America to drop two nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to end their existential threat? War. Why was it okay for us to do that? I thought it was okay. To Israel, do whatever you have to do to survive as a Jewish state. Iran's going to have a choice in 2 to 3 weeks. You either do a deal where you get out of the business you're in, or we're going to blow your stuff up. Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people that want to kill them, destroy them, a second Holocaust in the making. What is the proportional response to people who want to kill you and your family? God. They're running out of ammunition in Israel. We have to help our friends. I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast. To our friends in Israel, God bless you. I'm with you in every way. To all the anti-Semites, to all the isolationists, forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day. There's no better partner on the planet than Israel. God bless Israel. Right. We should move all our stuff to Israel. Thank you.
When you look at the last few years since October 7th, many people in this part of the world say what happened in Gaza does not align with Christian values. Killing children, killing mothers, killing families.
Yeah.
We're not militants.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all.
Why?
Because what did we do in World War II? Did we think 1 minute about starving the Germans? Did we bomb every city into to smithereens? So this
you
is a war.
No, October 7th to World War II.
Yes, I am. This is an absolute existential threat to the Jews.
Back it up 10 seconds. And that's why Israel founded Hamas in 79. That's why Netanyahu doubled their funding secretly. It all came out. That's Jerusalem Post, AP Reuters. By the way, 90% of the casualties in World War II were the Russians and the Germans. 26 million Russians, 24 million Germans. We lost hundreds of thousands of troops, including some of my dad's uncles. Both my grandfathers almost died in the Army Air Corps. It was serious for America, but all the other allies, the French, the British, the Americans, the Australians, all of them that joined us, the Canadians, there's like 300,000 troops we lost. You can look it up. Compared to 50-something million on the other side. Okay? The Russians did it. The Russians took almost all of Germany. The Russians went into Berlin, and they had to literally lose millions of people to take Berlin. So he's like, oh, we can just... And now he wants to fight those people again that have nuclear weapons more than we do. That's a genius idea, rocket scientists. Back to the little warmonger.
America first is to kill people who wish us ill.
I feel good about the Republican Party. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
When you look at the last few years since October 7th, many people in this part of the world say what happened in Gaza does not align with Christian values. Killing children, killing mothers, killing families.
Yeah.
We're not militants.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all.
Why?
Because what did we do in World War II? Did we think 1 minute about starving the Germans? Did we bomb every city into to smithereens? So this
you
is a war.
No, October this is, 7th to World War II.
Yes, I am. This is an absolute existential threat to the Jewish people.
Mm.
What happened on October the 7th was 1,200 people were slaughtered, raped, and murdered and filmed.
by radical Islamists.
And the Israelis stood down on record. They admit they did 7.5 hours.
World. If you don't understand this is a threat to Israel,
and then
survival,
they flattened Gaza.
Just flatten it. We flattened Berlin. We flattened Tokyo. Were we wrong to drop an atomic bomb to end the Japanese reign of terror? Were we? So my view, if I were Israel, I would have probably done it the same way. Without military victory, there is no hope of breaking radicalism. We flattened Germany. We flattened Japan.
That guy is absolutely demon-possessed. In all the Pentagon war games, RAND Corporation, all of it, you can look them up. They're public. Pakistan hits Israel and others with nukes. They've said they will. North Korea says they will. Russia is backstopping them. This is insanity. And now Israel's taking part of Lebanon, taking part of Syria, saying greater Israel. Now they want to fight Turkey, the biggest conventional military in Europe. Netanyahu said that last week on Fox News. This is insane. This is megalomania. Absolutely insane. Here is him talking to Zelensky, saying the Russians are dying. It's the best money we ever spent. Here it is.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent. Thank you so much.
No, it's...
So I just want to say I feel good about the Republican Party. I feel good about where we're going as a nation. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes. Trump is my favorite president. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
Coming up after the break, I have the revisionist all over the news, all over ABC News, NBC, Fox News. Oh, he was actually a man of peace. He was anti-war. He was Jesus. Here's 19. Lindsey Graham, if we pull the plug on Israel, God will pull the plug on us. Well, God just pulled the plug on Lindsey Graham today by his measurements. Here it is.
Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people who would kill them all if they could. I am tired of the word genocide. Let me tell you about genocide. If Israel wanted to commit genocide, they could. They have the capability to do that. They choose not to. Hamas, they would commit genocide in 30 seconds. They just can't. And that's the big difference, folks. Israel is our friend. They're the most reliable friend we have in the Mideast. They're a democracy. Surrounded by people who would cut their throats if they could. This is not a hard choice if you're an American. It's not a hard choice if you're a Christian. A word of warning. If America pulls the plug on Israel, God will pull the plug on us. And we're not going to let that happen. So I just want to end with this thought. That President Trump has stood with Israel at the most difficult time since its founding. October the 7th was an effort to destroy the state of Israel, the largest loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust. And here we are almost 2 years later, and Israel's the bad guy. That's ridiculous. Israel is not the bad guy. They're the good guy.
No, the bad guy is Hamas that Israel founded and funded. And just like you fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS and all the rest of it, and Israel had field hospitals during the takeover of Syria, helping Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and I have you in the Senate admitting that. So we have all that coming up, and we have them trying to rewrite history straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system. Even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
In Russia, killed Lindsey Graham yesterday. He was there at the weapons factory and then a hotel that got hit. Now we're told he died suddenly with no evidence.
And now our coming attractions.
It's all coming up now.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones!
Whoa! Alex!
We love you, Alex! I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more!
Hey, Libtard! Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
F*** you, Alex! Suck my d***.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh, Antifa speed bump. Move, bitch, get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? We're going to stand up and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things. the things that matter, creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to break down the new world order!
Yeah! I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Iran war dramatically reignites as U.S. launches strikes on key targets in response to attacks on ships Strait Hormuz before Tehran opens fire on six American allies. That's all coming up. We are 135 days into this horrible conflict that's designed to embroil us in a total regional war, bare minimum. This is a nightmare scenario predicted by the Pentagon, predicted by myself on March 1st in that special three-hour emergency Saturday show we did. And everybody else out there that said it would all happen and they'd fall and the rest of it, you're on the payroll of Israel. Israel spent $1.3 billion. They admit they passed officially to propagandize domestically. Very dangerous. And they're trying to literally merge the military and intelligence. We got big updates on that coming up. Serious situation beyond being able to overstate it. Now, continuing with Lindsey Graham, Trump calls into Fox today and says, yeah, Lindsey wants to continue these wars, but I didn't. That's interesting because that's Trump basically contradicting Sean Hannity, who, by the way, his teleprompter is written and loaded by Mark Levin. So when you see Sean Hannity, that's Mark Levin on record. So they said, just give him his own show. I mean, he already is Sean Hannity. He's just like a puppet. Oh, hi, I'm Sean Hannity. Yeah, Mark Levin. So here is a Trump saying no war. And then you got Hannity saying, oh, Lindsey Graham was a man of peace. He hated war. That's why we've got clips we haven't even gotten to where he's like, I'm sleeping great. I want to kill more people. This is great. I love it. Let's nuke everybody. I already played some of those clips. Let's nuke Gaza. Let's just nuke every man, woman, and child. Nuke, 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 nuke. Parking lot. Oh, turn them Arabs into parking lot. Okay, well, why has our government been secretly funding them and supporting them all these years and putting the radicals in charge so they have an enemy to destroy and then opening our borders and bringing them here? We don't fight them over there to not bring them here. We got 45 times the Muslims in the United States we had before 9/11. You know that? Look it up. That's a low number, by the way. That's a low estimate. Numbers are even worse for Europe. So they got this talking point. Oh, you're critical of Israel dragging us this war. You're with the Muslims. No, I didn't create Hamas. I'm not funding Hamas. Qataris didn't give me a $300 million airplane like they did Trump. And I'm not here trying to bash Trump. We got Mondami, the Democratic Socialist, total communist. Mondami secretly meeting with his people, with the Iranian leadership. I mean, you know, Obama funding the Arab Spring and overthrowing our allies, Egypt, and putting Muslims in charge to blow up hundreds of churches and kill everybody. And then they fought back and kicked them out, thank God. Egypt's our ally. And now Turkey's been our ally compared to all these other people, and now Israel wants to attack them. And Israel supported Al-Qaeda taking over Syria. These are facts. I'm not the one putting Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. I'm not Lindsey Graham giving billions of dollars to the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. And that's a whole other show we're doing tomorrow. I got the clips right here. I could do, but I want to play the congressional hearings. I got a little bit I'll get to. I want to show you all the numbers, and it's Lindsey Graham's the bag man. Him and McCain before that. And all the photos and video of McCain with the Al-Qaeda leaders and trying to have them take over Syria, which they finally did. I don't want to hear from you neocons how I'm with the Muslims. You are. So here's Trump on not wanting war, but Lindsey did. This is what he said today about Lindsey. And then you got Hannity saying, oh, no, he was a peacenik. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey like Jesus. He's a man of peace. And then that dovetails right into this clip. Now that Lindsey Graham is dead, it's worth remembering he justified American Arab allies funding ISIS because they were fighting the Syrian government, who they're now in charge and murdering the Christians. Still think the Syrian revolution was about deposing a dictator or democracy or a human right? Yeah, that's like I'm for getting rid of Maduro, who gets involved in our elections and ships drugs in, but I said they'll probably put the communist under him in charge because the CIA wanted that, and they did that, and the vice president who actually ran things is even worse than Maduro, literally, according to all the experts we've had on for years before this even happened, is still there, and Rubio's running it, and we're just going to leave it as a dictatorship. They got it, almost have a deal done with the CIA director and Rubio to get rid of the communist leaders, arrest Raul Castro and a few others, and then let the Communist Party under them run Cuba. You think American Cubans want regime change to leave the commies in charge? Have regime change and then have an election. But see, the globalists don't like that. Turned out Israel had a plan to break Iran in three parts and put radicals in charge, just like they created Hamas and put radicals in charge, because they don't want straight dealers that actually want to build a civilization. They don't want any competitors that are successful. It's sabotage. It's like teaching our school kids 2 + 2 = 5 under the left. The globalists, not just Israel, it's all these big power structures, want destabilization. So play Trump and then Hannity, them contradicting each other. And then go right into just a short clip, a little prelude of tomorrow with Lindsey Graham. It's okay because, you know, we're funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda because, you know, they're fighting Assad and they did overthrow him. So here's that clip.
As you just mentioned, he died right after returning to Washington, D.C. from a trip to Ukraine. It was his 10th trip there. He was a strong belief in interventionism.
Trump on CNN.
Staunch,
also on
defender
Fox.
Of Israel. Staunch advocate for Zelensky. How influential was he with you when it came to foreign policy?
Well, we disagreed a little bit, but overall, you know, I'm a big Israel person. He was certainly that. I wanted to see the war with Ukraine end very quickly. I think he was more into, you know, keeping it going. Frankly, he was very, very militant having to do with that. But I was from the standpoint of 25,000 people dying every month. I didn't like that. And he was a very strong military person. So am I. But I think we used it a little bit differently. We probably had a little bit of a different attitude. But we got along on it. Essentially, we agreed. And essentially, we agreed on almost everything. Where he was.
But, you know, the one narrative that I think that was always false about Lindsey and his critics would often throw at him is that he wanted war. It was just the opposite. I would say in the conversations that we would have that would go deep into the night, especially about, you know, these hot spots like Ukraine. And again, he just got back from Ukraine. He'd been to Ukraine more than any single person in America since the start of that conflict nearly 5 years ago. And he would go, and that is a grueling trip because you fly to Poland, you get on a train for 10 or 12 hours, and then, you know, then you got to work your way back.
By the way, hit pause, back that up 20 seconds. We're doing a timeline on this, and I'm going to do it after the show tonight because I spent hours on this today just getting clips. Too many to even play them all. That's why we're going to do more tomorrow, but I'll have even more then. But I'm giving the exact timelines of Lindsey Graham in the morning yesterday in Kiev is at the drone factory, according to his own post. And then he leaves and does a press conference and gives a speech and then does a press interview. Then he reportedly goes back to the hotel, the big NATO hotel. It gets blown up at the same time a bunch of missiles come in and hit the drone base, the drone factory he was at. So we've got those times. We're going to look at those. But according to Hannity, we don't know if this is true. He was flying commercial? That's probably not true. So, because he could have got on a plane and flown back to die last night in D.C. But if it's true, that's why we need to investigate this. And I've been looking. I can't find it. We'll, that's for all of you to go look up and post under the live feed and help me. I can't do all this. And get other clips of his warmongering, other clips of him funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Just, I got hundreds of them now, literally. You can always take more. This is a window into how these people operate. And it's a big deal. So if he did leave, we had to find out when the last interviews were. We know when those were. Looks like it was like around noon. He gets on a train that's 12 hours. And then he gets on this airplane that takes 7-8 hours to get back to D.C. Then there's no way he gets back and dies last night at like 10:30 or whatever they're saying. And there's no footage of the ambulance, none of that. So how does he make the train ride, get on the plane, come back, do all this? I know he's gotten in trouble for using government money to go over there. Trump once said on the get on a Marine One, they said, oh, Lindsey's actually undermining you and undermining the Ukraine deal. In fact, let's find that clip for tomorrow. And Trump says, oh, well, that might be illegal. He better watch out. So type in, Trump says Lindsey Graham better watch out undermining his Ukraine policy. He's standing in front of Marine One. I remember the helicopter's going. I played it several times. That was like a year and a half ago. Well, Trump was just right back in, yeah, about a year and a half ago. So I don't know right now, but I'm going to investigate, and I'm going to find out. But I need your help, too. You hear the homework, you know, we're giving out here, because I get a lot of the, you know, stuff there where you put the links up. Just do it under the live feed of the show. Go to Real Alex Jones on X. There's a feed, too, at AJN Live. Just go to Real Alex Jones. You see the main live feed there at the top. And then just help me there, because I've got the articles, I've got the timestamps, and I've got to just sit down for a few hours and line this all up. And then we've got to find out, was he on a diplomatic plane? Normally a senator wouldn't be. Was this an official trip? We should be able to find out from the State Department pretty quick. Because if Hannity's right, I think Hannity's probably just talking out of his ass, though he's big buddies with him, then there's no way he came here and died of a heart attack last night. But again, we'll find out. We're tracking it right now. Let's finish up with Hannity.
As you just mentioned, he died right after returning to Washington, D.C. from a trip to Ukraine. It was his 10th trip there. He was a strong...
But, you know, the one narrative that I think that was always talked about...
It's fine. Let's just hit pause. Our computer's just jumping back to the previous clip. Not a big deal. It's live TV. Nobody cares. It's fun. Let's just stop now and relax. Next time it messes up, just kill the clip. We'll cut it out of the live refeed. It's fine. Just kill the clip next time it does that jumping, and then we'll just go to the clip. Here he is on Hannity.
Go, and that is a grueling trip because you fly to Poland, you get on a train for 10 or 12 hours, and then, you know, then you got to work your way back. And he just got back from one of those trips. We were talking about going to the Middle East together and stopping in Israel and Saudi Arabia. His goal, his dream, his hope was not a forever war in the Middle East. It was just the opposite. If you would listen to the interviews, for people that listen to the interviews that I would have with him, he was constantly talking about a way to thread the needle.
He was constantly foaming at the mouth.
Build a lasting peace in the region.
We're going to end this war. We're going
to
nuke him.
Forever, something that
Let's go to full war with Russia.
Never experienced, meaning to get Saudi Arabia, to get
2,000 Marines to take Kurt Island. I believe in the Marines.
To MBS. He talked directly
took
to all the
110,000 to take Iwo Jima.
All these countries in the Middle East, you know, for the purpose of somehow getting them to the state where they recognized it was in everybody's best interest to move forward, hit a reset button, everybody get along, something the region had not experienced ever, and maybe have a 1,000-year peace. And just the opposite of a lot of narratives that have been out there about him. And that kind of frustrated him and it frustrated me. And so he talked about it more and more and more. And, you know, in these final interviews that I had with him on my TV show, I mean, he would go there. He would talk about it. He talked about it with President Trump. Another little, you know, I don't think people really understand that he was the closest senator by far, Republican senator, to President Trump.
That's enough. Turn it off. By the way, look at that photo. I saw him a few weeks ago. He looked like congestive heart failure, all puffy, the rest of it. He may have gotten back. He may have died. He may have been at a diplomatic flight. We don't know. But you got to look at it, obviously, with these fact sets we have that I'll recap in a moment. But oh, he's going to lie in state. They're going to act like it's the second coming of Christ, just like when McCain died. This guy was very unpopular, disgusting person. And I'm just glad that somebody trying to get us all killed no longer can have that capacity to do that. I am not glad that he's dead. I never wish anybody to be dead. But I'm glad that the evil he was committing while he was on this planet is no longer being committed. And it's just that simple. So here's just one clip, and I've got a bunch tomorrow I'm going to get to, because we've got special guests and big news coming up, two big guests next hour and more, and we're going to go into Sunday Night Live tonight, 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock hours, so be sure and stay with us with that. And then all the developments of the Iran war going white hot and so much more. But here he is in a Senate hearing back a few years ago. Remember 2 years ago, right before Trump got back in, they overthrew, finally after 16 years trying, the Syrian government, which wasn't perfect, but compared to these guys, were angels. You had all the Muslim minorities, Christian minorities living in total peace, Christmas trees, churches, you know, some of the oldest Christian churches in the world. And they're all been blown up or killed now. And the Muslims just run around killing everybody. I can show you hours of video of the Al-Qaeda was running around killing everybody. And the leader of the country is the former global head of Al-Qaeda, and we're told he's a good guy. We should just support him. So, I mean, I just sit there and watch this, and Lindsey and before him, his cohort, they're both involved. John McCain, I'm just supposed to forget about that and not know that. Sorry, I'm too informed. I am way too informed to go along with that garbage. But the Russians told the U.S. and NATO countries back on May 25th, a month and a half ago, they said, we're going to start hitting all the diplomatic hotels, the military bases, the government centers, and the places your people are at running the weapons. Because the U.S., NATO doesn't even have control of the satellites, the telemetry, and the systems that got all this stuff. And Russia said, okay, we're going to start hitting that, and they did. Now they said, we're going to start hitting NATO bases, NATO factories, starting with Poland, where you're massing the weapons and producing them that are bombing Moscow and everything else, and even 4,000 miles away on the Russian coast with Japan, blowing up their Big Bear nuclear bombers, all of it. All of this is provocations to get the Russians as stirred up as possible. It is total and complete megalomaniacal madness, and it's historic. NATO estimates is 2 million casualties. I don't know if that's true. But you got hundreds of thousands of North Korean troops fighting over there now. This is a global war. This is a new world war. And in all the threat actuary escalation ladders, it goes to nuclear war if it continues, because you incrementally ratchet the weapons, the severity. NATO said last year we might sneak attack Russia with a nuclear attack. That's a huge provocation. I am so fundamentally pissed off by how real this is and how dangerous this is. And there is such a massive normalcy bias with so many people that everything's just going to go on like it's always gone on, because that's the way it's been in the 70 plus years of potential for nuclear Armageddon that gets more extreme every day. And the International Atomic Scientist Group, the studies this says we're the closest nuclear war we've ever been. It's not just them, it's the other big think tanks, Rand Corporation, you name it. So that is the reality. But I want to get into a Netanyahu clip coming up when we start the next hour, where he's talking about Graham wanting to always give Israel more money than they even asked for. He says, that doesn't matter now. We're about to not need any U.S. money. He's talking about Section 224 of the National Defense Authorization Act for 2027 that is set to pass. It's out of the committees. It's got to go to the Senate. And it literally merges the Israeli military with everything we've got, their intelligence with us, and says they co-own everything. I mean, it's a coup. It's unbelievable. And right after that passed out of committee a month ago, the Defense Intelligence Agency, our military, its head intelligence agency, said Israel's now the number one highest level threat to our national security because of this. Our own military is like, oh, help, they're taking over, they're merging, they're marrying us, what they call it, a marriage, a synergy, a lifetime synchronization, a merger, an integration. These are all in the bill. In fact, let's pull that up next hour. Section 224 of the 2027 NDAA. Go to the Congress's website, read it for yourself. And they have a Senate bill that's similar on intelligence side, the Cotton sponsoring. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We have my son. He's been on the air 13 years since he was 10 years old. And his co-host, Tim Tompkins, very smart guy with the Gray Area Show. He'll be joining us coming up. They've also filled into the American Journal, my show, and more. We're going to be talking about all this and more, the midterms, the Save Act, the big fight in the Supreme Court. They've got the knives out on each other. It's all coming up. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, bottom line, this broadcast is amplified by you. You can take a 1-watt transmitter for a radio station, and maybe it goes a mile. But if you plug it into a 100,000-watt transmitter and put it on a 2,000-foot tower, it goes 200 miles in all directions. You're the amplifiers. You decide if the dog hunts. Share the video, share the articles, and support the broadcast. And I only sell you products that are incredible and work. All these products are insanely good. All the supplements are the very best. Our bovine colostrum, our NAD, our Irish sea moss, our Shilajit, our bovine colostrum is the best. It's all insanely good. And we have a flash sale going to Lamar at midnight. New buy one, get one free. Ultramethylene blue capsules, the very best medical grade. Buy one, get one free. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, cleans out everything. It's a great stimulant, but it's technically not one with no letdown. It is incredible. And you can get ultimate creatine power. We have the highest rated creatine power, private labeled, 50% off. That ends tomorrow night, Monday night at midnight. We also have the highest rated new shower filters that cut out hundreds and hundreds of horrible chemicals that screw right on in seconds. No plumber needed. Take your old shower head off, put this on, and then after you do 180 long showers, you just buy the replacement filter that's $30. This is where you're absorbing it through your skin. You're breathing it in. There's also adapters you can get at Ace Hardware or wherever for your bath faucet. You just get an adapter to a normal shower adapter and put that on for your bath. So important to mitigate these toxins, these gender-bending toxins for yourself, particularly your children. It's not enough to just filter your water. And we've got 60, 70% of them have been sold. We did 5,000 fundraising, America's 250th anniversary coins, with a gorgeous Jerusalem cross with 1776 on it, United States of America, Cespedes Centennial, 250s. On the other side, the American flag, the bald eagle, America's 250, pure troy ounce silver. This coin costs $67 to mint. It's $117.76, but it's discounted to $99 for all the regular shoppers. For VIPs, it is $69. Did you hear that? By the time they shipped it to our shippers and all that, we lose money on this. $69 for VIPs. The coin costs $67 to make. Do you get why you want to be a VIP? Everybody that's a VIP gets sales on top of sales. It's $30 a month to be a VIP. Instantly, every month when it charges you, you get $40 to spend in the store. So you make 10 bucks right there. Special deal, special offer, special sales. So for VIPs, the coin is at cost. By the time they ship it from Missouri where it's printed and minted and to the warehouse, all right, it's a lost leader probably. Probably losing $5 on this with all the shipping and handling and crap. Doesn't matter. Get it now. It's going to sell out quickly. We need to hire more hosts, more crew. We want to be bigger than InfoWars ever was. The enemy will not stop us, but you have to empower us, and I thank you humbly for your support. I salute you in the spirit of 1776. You are the resistance. You are the Paul Revere's. Take action now. TheAlexShowStore.com. We'll be right back. We got new t-shirts, by the way, against the flock camera. Bigly took 2 years to do this, our great sponsor. I'm not bitching. It's amazing. They got the highest rated. We've published the studies, showed it to you, the big third-party testing firms. The highest quality, gravity-fed filters, cuts out all the thousands of different forever chemicals like atrazine and glyphosate to non-detectable levels, meaning zero, basically. Can't detect it. That's the highest rating. With the most beautiful stainless steel, 3-gallon system. You get the stand if you want to. A lot of people don't even need the stand. Looks great in your kitchen, great at your business. But the most important thing is it cuts all these toxins out. This is the number one thing you should do for your family, for people, your coworkers. This is no more bottled water, no more. You dump swamp water in this, pool water, whatever. It cuts everything out, and it funds the operation. Everybody needs one of these. This is a home run. I am so impressed because I've been bitching at Bigly. Like 2 years ago, we started. Go, hey, we need this. Here's the ratings. This is the highest thing. I want stainless steel. You can go out and find the company, the manufacturers, go to them with the highest quality, lowest price. They're selling crap. They don't even have the good filters. This isn't even stainless steel. It's plastic. For more than this, get yours now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Commit to yourself to get the poisons out of the water. It's one of the biggest moves you can make. Take control of your life, and it funds this operation. Order it now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action. And there's a big sale. that's going to end Sunday night at midnight, and that is Ultimate Life Force, the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. That is 50% off, bunch of other deals that are going to end soon at thealexandthestore.com, widest selection of Patriot apparel and more. And the live feeds of the show are at thealexandthestore.com as well.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving.
Gray Area Talks with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins coming up. So we do the triple shot, though, guys. We need you guys to kill that headroom. We'll plug the Gray Area. Don't worry. All right, that's coming up. We'll get in a deep dive on all the stuff happening. But I wanted to get to more on Lindsey Graham here. Don't worry, we'll cover it more coming up, get their take on it. So you have Netanyahu making the rounds everywhere. And inside what he is talking about, Graham, he's pitching Israel under the NDAA 2027, the Defense Authorization Act, the biggest spending in the U.S. government, you know, in one bill, $1.5 trillion it is now, and Trump wants more. And that literally says in Section 224, we've already covered it ad nauseum, but you should look it up and we put it on screen, that they will merge, synchronize, live time from weapons development to weapons deployment. Israel will co-own all of our weapons. And they have a Senate bill that merges them with our military. Only an executive agent will report to the president on this. This is treason. This is a marriage, is what Netanyahu and the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, has said. It's incredible. Then you got them primarying and PNAC called for terror attacks to get us into wars. Israel's not calling for a new 9/11 to get us on board. You've got the AIPAC running around primarying our people, saying that they control our domestic politics. Israel is a bigger threat now to China when it comes to basically a palace coup inside our government. And I warned of this for months. Trump's finally saying, you're not the boss. Israel's not in control. Snubbed Netanyahu at the NATO summit last week in Europe, in Turkey. He's been criticizing him. That's good. That's why we put pressure. The neocons wanted to say, you're all traitors. You're not MAGA. Go away. All us never Trumpers, we're the bosses. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm mad at Trump. I got major issues with Trump, but I'm going to stay on his ass and I'm going to continue and not just give up and walk away with my ball like so much the opposition said, who's really controlled. Oh, I see through all of this crap. So here's Netanyahu slipping in like he's ever. Oh, don't worry. We don't need your money anymore. Because under this bill, we get access to all your weapons, all your secrets in live time beyond the Five Eyes. And then we co-own your military-industrial complex. So Eisenhower said, beware of the military-industrial complex and the technocrats that run it. He said the technological elite. Now it will be Israel directly in control. You know, the CIA isn't even allowed to spy on Israel. They can spy on everybody else, but not Israel. Israel has had this special relationship, so politicians in the U.S. can go back and forth. You heard Lindsey Graham earlier say we should move everything to Israel. You've got the U.S. ambassador, who's really the Israeli ambassador, saying he wants to move to Israel. It's disgusting. Here's Netanyahu.
And this is something it's hard to believe, you know, but we were receiving American support, military aid. And, you know, we've done this through successive presidents. We did it with the first one was with Clinton, and then it was with Obama, and then with Trump, sort of a 10-year MOU, memorandum of understanding, where America gives Israel much valued support. Now, when I negotiated this, I said, okay, this is what we need. We don't need any more. He said, yes, you do. I said, Lindsey, we don't need any more. And he would tell me, no, I'm going to go over your head to the Senate because I think you need more on missile defense or whatever. Okay. And I think once or twice he got his way. But let me tell you, the last conversation I had with him, I said, Lindsey, we've come of age. We have a robust economy. We can take care of our own financing.
AIPAC runs the U.S. and now we're taking over your military.
Defense of
taking you over
common interest with America.
38 states.
I'm going to phase out
have passed laws that if you criticize Israel, you can't get a state contract to build a highway or porta potty or clean government buildings. It's sick, folks. Israel's taking over.
And he went
it's fact.
Ballistic. He said, no way, you can't do that, because he was so concerned with our security, which he believed was your security.
Went to Israel every month.
He actually fought the prime minister of Israel on keeping America's aid or actually increasing it.
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, we don't need your money anymore because we own your military as soon as this bill passes. Total coup, total treason. Back in 60 seconds with the Gray Area Talks, Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Stay with us.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95-plus percent lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theAlexShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theAlexShipStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide.
In the festering heart of the DC swamp, where loyalty to foreign powers trumps fidelity to the American people, Senator Mitch McConnell's condition remains shrouded in secrecy following his June 14th hospitalization after being found unconscious.
Desiree Townsend here again outside of George Washington University Hospital as we mark week three of the hospitalization of Senator Mitch McConnell following the June 14th medical emergency. As you can see behind me, the Capitol Hill police vehicles, these black vehicles, are still parked outside the hospital here, an indication that he is likely also still here.
Weeks later, no verifiable proof of life has emerged from this 84-year-old fixture of uniparty establishment obstruction. Yet his office clings to vague claims of recovery while he still blocks key legislation like the Save America Act, supported by a huge majority of the country. McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, who jetted off to Beijing just days after the incident for meetings with senior CCP figures, including Vice President Han Zheng, is a private citizen with no government role. Chao's family shipping empire has long drawn scrutiny for deep Beijing ties, raising explosive Logan Act questions and national security alarms. Why abandon a critically ill husband for CCP powwows unless orders from headquarters demanded it?
So his wife, Elaine Chao, was found in China 3 days after he went into cardiac arrest. So we're trying to figure out where she is. It doesn't look like she has come back to the house. So I was wondering, have you seen her at all?
No, I haven't seen anyone.
The rabbit hole deepens with the eerie 2024 drowning of Chow's billionaire sister Angela in a Tesla that reportedly locked and reversed into a lake. Another accident. Amid whispers of family leverage and silencing, McConnell, long derided as China Mitch, props up a Senate machine terrified of a pre-August 3rd vacancy, which would trigger a special election that could empower outsiders like Thomas Massie to seize the reins. The plan is blatant and equally seditious.
The likelihood that Senator McConnell is on life support in some way, shape, or form is actually supported by multiple studies, which puts the 30-day survival rate of an 80-year-old after an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, now mind you, was found at his home, at less than 5%. Now, you need to understand who they are. See, Senator Mitch McConnell has a lot of enemies. He is not well liked by people on both sides of the aisle. In fact, the lack of disclosed health information and him potentially still being in the hospital on life support has actually united this country in shared outrage. Republicans want him removed because he kept blocking the SAVE Act. Democrats don't like him because he previously stacked the Supreme Court. And it doesn't appear as if he had much support from President Trump either, based on past Truth Social remarks. So with that in mind, they really is just one person, his wife. And largely, this is also based on the law. It's very likely he had either an advance directive or a living will. Even without either one of these legal documents, nearly all of end-of-life decisions typically fall on the spouse in almost every state. So when everyone says they, there is really only one person in my mind, and that is Elaine Chao.
Drag the turtle shell past the deadline, and the Uniparty preserves its safe seat while unelected staffers wield Mitch's vote, as we have already seen with other debilitated absent members of Congress. J.D. Vance, as Senate President, and the State Department owe the public immediate transparency. Is McConnell alive, vegetative, or already gone? D.C.'s rot is so pungent, even Honolulu catches a whiff. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
The globalists are collapsing worldwide.
All right, let's go back live right now. Let's shut off that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so here we are on Sunday night. It is the 12th day of July, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have the Iran war back in full scale. It never ended. And then Trump saying, I'm going to obliterate you. No, I'm not. Obliterate you. Not. They close the strait again. What a disaster. Then, meanwhile, did Russia just eliminate warmonger Lindsey Graham in Kiev? The U.S. senator who famously called for killing Russians the best investment was ever made, close quote, has died at 71 following a sudden illness right after his trip to Ukraine, even though yesterday morning and afternoon he's there in a hotel that's blown up, not just also at the drone secrets factory. The 48-hour death timeline is too wild to ignore. Number one, Graham meets Zelensky and tours a hidden drone manufacturing facility in Kiev. Two, hours later, the Russian MOD launches a devastating missile attack, completely obliterating the exact factory. Number three, simultaneously, Russian precision missiles leveled a high-profile hotel in Kiev packed with top NATO commanders where Graham was reportedly staying. Number four, Graham instantly dies suddenly right after returning home. Did Russia strike, catch him in the drone factory or the NATO hotel, or did someone in Washington send him there knowing the missiles were coming, or did he actually make it back magically and die last night? I know I had him on about other subjects, the midterms and, you know, what's happening and Charlie Kirk and the trial. We'll get to that with these guys. We'll have them back soon. But for the balance of the hour, we're joined by Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. You can find them at Gray Area Talks on X, at Gray Area Talks on YouTube, Gray Area Talks right now. And they've also co-hosted the American Journal, my show, and other shows before. And they're here in Central Texas as well, north of Austin, joining us from their studio at the Gray Area Studios. All right, guys, let's tackle the geopolitical situation first. Rex and Tim, what do you make, what's your gut tell you with all this on Lindsey Graham? I mean, it's a really good chance. I'm not saying a probability, sure, but that he was killed in Russia, either at the base, probably not at the factory. He got out of that and talked about it, and then did some interviews, went to his hotel, and we're told he gets back and dies in D.C. Rex, Tim, what do you think?
Well, it's rumored they hit the hotel. It's definitely, I think it's basically confirmed that they hit that arms depot, the drone factory, where he was at, and it's just too short of a timeline. But irregardless, Tim, we talk about it all the time. He's getting his wish. He's getting his Iwo Jima. We're going back to war. So I think that's really the main topic right now. CENTCOM just came out and said the reports of those three dead soldiers is not true. But is that true? So
yeah.
I don't know. We're just in a fog of war right now.
Also, I think you were just telling me the reports are saying something about a heart attack or something here domestically.
His aorta.
And both of us sat here and we were like, there's no possible way that could have been the case I mean, he was literally in Ukraine like 48 hours
yesterday.
And how long is that flight? It's not short. No, it's definitely flight. At least an 8 hour
flight. Well, he dies late last night and they already know how he died. And all that's suspicious. That's what you're saying, I think.
Right. Right. And I think the fact that, of course, he is, like, as we know this, it's very probable he's a gay man, doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids. There's not really anyone to speak for him. Whereas, at least, you know, with Mitch McConnell, the turtle, you have his wife that flees to China to do the corrupt business deal, right? So, you know, you can kind of tie something to that there, and then she kind of has to make a statement or whatever. But with him, it's just kind of this void.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And again, we just played a special report because I was going to go there with you. I mean, they're clearly trying to wait until August 3rd so the governor can appoint the new senator and not have a special election, because polls show right. that Massey's even more popular in a statewide election.
Right. No, I think that's absolutely true. And I think if you look at what happened with Lindsay, I think we were all very depressed to see Mark Lynch, who I think was a phenomenal candidate, unfortunately not be able to get over the finish line there. I think we're going to see a lot of really corrupt party politics.
Yeah, they're going to put somebody, a puppet head.
Yep.
It's no longer going to be who the people want. They'll put in somebody who's just going to be pro whatever the, I guess our regime wants to do right now. So.
And that's Kentucky. 100%. You're predicting they'll claim, even if Mitch McConnell's brain dead or dead as they're reporting, 3 weeks they won't show him, that they're going to wait till August 3rd to appoint somebody. What about Graham? He just won re-election. We've got 6 years. They're going to have an election there.
Right. When I found that out, I think it was actually Mimi, Dad. It was your mom. It was Grandma that told me that he got 6 years instead of four. And I had that moment where I had like a spit take. I was like, what? Like if I had been drinking some water, I wouldn't have been able to keep it in, because I was just so shocked. You know, I was like, how can this be true? How can we get 6 more years of Lindsey Graham? I guess, you know, God had some mercy on us in that regard, and we don't. But the next person could be even worse.
100%. 100%. I mean, look. They do it all the time. So you saw Thomas Massie.
Yep.
I thought he was going to win. I think everybody thought he was going to win.
Ed Galvin comes on in.
And you just have to spend a lot more money. And then I don't really know how the proceedings go for that when somebody has to get put in place.
It's all
when somebody dies, right?
If the person has won, isn't it the party and they basically decide, or how does that work? Is there another primary?
Are you talking about Kentucky? Or are you talking about the Senate?
Talking about the Senate.
Senate.
Talking about Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, there's two Senate races that are going to come up. They're either going to wait till the third and the governor will appoint for what's left of McConnell's term. It's not long. Or senators serve 6 years, House members serve two. And so they will have to have a new special election for Graham. There's no way they can get away with that. Now, they're going to appoint an interim senator before the special election.
Right. Do you think it's more likely that it was the Russians that got him, or could it have been another foreign actor? Like, could there be incentive? I know Dugin was posting about this today. I read it and I was like, what? He's kind of pointing towards Israel. What do you think about that?
I mean, I know Zelensky has been killing a lot of the Ukrainian mafia that worked for him, but that was keeping too much of the money. In Morocco and other places, they've been blowing people up. And Interpol's saying it's Zelensky doing it. And we know that, it's funny you say that, Larry Johnson, former CIA case guy, very respected, very smart, he said months ago it's going to come out that Graham is about to be indicted, massive money laundering, reportedly hundreds of millions of dollars that he got from Ukraine, and that look for that. And so it would be opportune to get rid of him and say the Russians did it, but I don't think it's going to be a false flag raining missiles down on Kiev, on this base, on this hotel, and over 100 missiles. I don't think that they're going to kill him under the cover of that and then know when the Russians are going to launch that attack. So, no, I don't think there's a very high chance or even low chance that if he was killed in Ukraine, that it wasn't the Russians. Though, I mean, obviously people are politically going to spin that. But if he was killed in Russia, Trump wants peace. So I would imagine they would dial it down and then come up with this cover story that he died of cardiac arrest shortly after getting back from Ukraine last night. So it's all speculation right now.
Yeah, that is the interesting thing, though, is you have to look at Zelensky and what his motivations are. I mean, the restaurant's about to close. You know, it's about to be over. They're going to keep pounding Kiev. They're going to keep escalating in response to the Ukrainian escalation, targeting the oil depots deep inside of Russia and Moscow. I mean, remember when we were like 2 minutes from midnight in 2024 or 2025 when they targeted the nuclear triad? I'm forgetting the exact date. Things have only basically escalated.
Yeah.
Since then.
I mean, they've only escalated, but I just can't wrap my head around like the motive for why he was killed. It wasn't like he was the champion or the main guy that was like supplying the weapons to Ukraine. I mean, he's definitely instrumental.
He loves it though.
He loves it. I know. But I saw him, Blumenthal. I saw him as a participant, not necessarily the guy who's the spearhead leading the charge of what's happening.
This is one of the main problems with Graham. I'm forgetting what the exact act is called. He's not allowed to go over there and do that. He's not allowed as a U.S. senator to go do foreign policy.
Yeah, that's why he probably had to ride the train and take the plane, which is impossible for him to get back and die in the U.S. last night, as Sean Hannity said. So if he did come back conventionally on his own dime, then there's no way the timeline works and he did die over there. But I mean, here's the deal. I kind of disagree with that statement, Tim. Lindsey Graham is the heir apparent to John McCain. He was the mini-me of him with the State Department and the NGO money that's put through the Senate to them to manage that. That came out in the Doge hearings. We already knew it. But billions to al-Qaeda, billions to the Taliban, billions to ISIS, and even a Senate hearing I played last hour. I have a lot of this tomorrow doing that. So he's been one of the main war hawks, and I got some clips of that coming up. And so things that he pushes for in his last speech he gave in Kiev yesterday morning and his last TV interview was full war with Iran, total commitment, and massive sanctions on Russia and total war to end the war. But to say that your point about why would they want to target him and piss off the U.S., they're going to blow up missile bases and diplomatic hotels. They said that. And Russia on May 25th put out a warning specifically to the West saying, get your diplomats and your politicians out, because they're not going to be safe after this. We're going to start hitting facilities that they're in. Overhead shot, please. This is a BBC, May 25th. Russia threatens more Kiev strikes, which they followed through, and tells foreign nationals, and it goes into diplomatic corps and NATO operatives to leave. In fact, I want to pull up a headline that actually has that. Just type in Russia tell. There it is. Russia threatens more Kiev strikes. Yeah, no, I want the one, because I'm not going to read the whole article. We'll deny it. Russia specifically, in their actual statement, warned the U.S. and NATO to pull its diplomatic corps and its NATO personnel out. So the headline is, Russia warns U.S. and NATO / EU to pull all diplomatic and military advisors and personnel out. So they specifically let them know, and they've also said now that they are the targets and that they'll start hitting NATO countries, including Poland, where the weapons are being produced en masse. What do you guys, Rex and Tim, make of that?
Okay, so on the first half of that, the Russians were threatening that very early on in the conflict. I mean, even when Biden was in, we said, okay, well, if you give them long-range missiles, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And I think it's definitely a paper tiger, because they know they have to contain that within the region. If this spreads out to NATO, I mean, Russia's it's a gone case, because right now it's kind of like they're still holding an arm back. It's not necessarily like we're fully involved in that conflict. We're just providing
certain arm. With that statement.
You think they are going to go in?
This is the great thing about our show, right? Is like, we don't agree on everything. That's why it's called the gray area. So you're saying you think that the Russians have a real problem if they got fully involved?
I think they're bluffing is what I'm saying.
I mean, I think we're the ones that are bluffing. I think we're the ones that have been fully involved for like 3-4 years now, even before that. I mean, look at the entire premise of the war was that we were going to degrade Russia's military, their munitions. We're going to get rid of their missiles. Look at us. Look at our stockpiles, not just in Ukraine, but in Iran.
I played the clip last hour. Graham even says, the Ukrainians will fight to the last Ukrainian. In fact, did I even get to that clip? I know I sent you so many guys. Just type it in. We'll pull it up again. Senator Graham, the Ukrainians will fight to the last Ukrainian. He says, as long as we give them weapons, they'll fight to the last Ukrainian. He actually said it. What do you guys make of that, Tim?
Do you know the irony of that? It's like, well, who said that? Did the Ukrainian people say that, or did the politicians and the people who are making the decision say?
Good choice.
So, I mean, if the last man is you get wrapped up in a van, just like the rest of them, you get kidnapped and thrown to the front line, I guess that is the last man.
Right.
And you're talking about the insane footage of the conscription over there. Did you see over the weekend, we're all over the country, the Ukrainians are rising up and beating up the conscriptors?
Yeah, I saw some lady tear the door off a car. I saw some other awesome stuff like that. And the people ultimately are the ones that should decide, and they want the war to be over. Zelensky hasn't had elections. Okay, he's a dictator.
Well, that's the first time I've seen big groups of people rising up, beating up the Ukrainian military. That doesn't sound good for Zelensky.
Well, just think about the fundamentals. Like, the average Ukrainian just wants to live a normal life. They right. have been in war for the last 5 years. Right. None of what they have decided has been of their own volition. It's basically Zelensky and the rest of the world and whoever has their own special interest that have decided how this war is going to go. So imagine you having constant threat of potentially a missile being thrown at you. And not even just that. Think about the fact that Ukraine is escalating it right. even more than they should have by doing the direct attacks on Moscow.
And add on to that the prospect of you, your countrymen, maybe not wanting the war, but then the EU and America, these nations with all the money and the power and the influence, they're the ones that are saying, hey, we're going to give your government what it needs to send you off to go die. That's pretty dark stuff. And I think that's really what we got to be accountable for here in the West, is the prospect that we don't actually have to fight in any of these wars. We're making other people do that by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys make of the Iran war being back to full tilt? I mean, it never ended. And
I mean, it's always been on.
Hey,
Tim's been saying it.
Dude, for the last 3 months, you know, he tells me a report or I see a report where like, yeah. and they say, oh, new peace deal coming. I say, look, boy who cries wolf. I said, this is going to keep going on. I wouldn't be surprised if it ended, through the rest of the year. Because at the end of the day, you can't trust what's coming out of the media. You can't trust what Trump is saying. There is a split even in the Iranian government right now in which they can't even agree on what they want to do. There is a side that wants to keep showing and make sure that the United States actually fully submits to whatever right. they want. Right. And then there's another fraction that's like, hey, maybe we should take this as is. And then you've got the third part of the equation. As long as Israel is able to do whatever they want to do, and we don't actually have a tight leash on that, this is not going to end. There's no way I can see this end.
And I think it's also key to point out the schizophrenia of Trump as well. You can go watch the G7 conference where it was Trump and then J.D. Vance later on making the statements about Lebanon, making the statements about we got 4 weeks left until we hit tank bottom and we can't do this. We got to call a close to this. Essentially, we got to pull the curtain. Cut to now. Oh, we got to take care of them. I got to know them. They're nasty people. It's time. And, we just learned that you can't rely on Donald Trump. You have to rely on the factors at play, and the factors at play are that Israel wants this war. So they're going to get it.
100%.
You're absolutely right. It's just a total disaster. And then you have the Strait of Hormuz closed with up to 30% of the oil. And
Can I come in there really quick? Paragraph one or article one and then article five of the MOU are key. Paragraph one, of course, mentions Lebanon three times, an immediate end to all conflict and or hostility in Lebanon, right? And the other areas of the war. And then paragraph five, article five says, hey, Iran alongside Oman is going to dictate passage through the strait. So we violated those two parts of the MOU. That's how we ended up in the situation we're at today. We can say, sure, the Iranians hit that boat and they shouldn't hit that boat. That boat was going through not just unverified, uncharted waters as well. I talked to Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar about this Green Beret. He broke it down for me. Not only are we telling ships to go in this one way that's not approved, it's literally unapproved for maritime traffic and they could crash and cause an ecological
disaster.
They've
already had a bunch of them run aground. So they're running the deal. But here's the larger issue. None of these are agreements. They create frameworks of negotiation, and Iran points right. that out, and then Israel breaks it, hits Lebanon, hits Iran, whatever. And I'm not trying to side with the Mullahs, it's just a fact. And then Trump says it's a deal, and then we don't fall out on the side of the deal. So it's a stalemate, and I predict the Iranians will just keep the strait closed. This is going to drag on for years. And it's going to be absolutely, already is, devastating the economy. But let's come back and talk about that, and also Lindsey Graham's last statements in a speech he gave and in an interview are very telling, because it tells you what the neocons and the Israel firsters want and probably what Trump's going to do, because he'll rhetorically criticize them but usually side with them. But here's a brief clip, as I mentioned it, of Lindsey Graham talking about, as long as you give them the weapons, they'll fight the last Ukrainian. Here's a clip.
I like the structural path we're on here. As long as we help Ukraine with the weapons they need and the economic support, they will fight to the last person.
Well, they're not going to fight to the last Lindsey Graham because he's dead now. Did he die in D.C. of a heart attack? Or did he die in Ukraine? If he didn't have a diplomatic flight, he died over there. There's no way he got back. He was still over there at noon yesterday. Died at like 10:30 at night. No way he got back. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I drop the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the great gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the old political order in the fourth turn is coming to an end. All the countries are maxed out debt-wise. Every time that happens in the 80-something year cycle, there's a big war. Elon Musk has talked about it. I've talked about it. And you've got the EU saying their answer is total war with Russia. You got us being dragged into it. You got Israel back against the wall, super unpopular in all the polls, less than 20%. Their answer is get us committed to a full war. And if we don't like it, they'll just take over through the defense bill. And it passed out of two committees and is now in the full House. I mean, you just cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. $1.3 billion by Israel for domestic propaganda against the American people. And they've now sucked us into a full war, and it is a spectacular disaster. I'm interviewing my son, who has a popular talk show with his co-host, Tim Tompkins, the Gray Area Talks, at Gray Area Talks on X, YouTube, Gray Area Talks, and talking to them. We got Sunday Night Live coming up, and a recap of what's happening with Lindsey Graham and so much more. But Lindsey Graham dying is really a big deal. Totally nasty person. I got up this morning at 5 a.m. and got at my desktop and a cup of coffee, and Lindsey Graham's dead. And then I saw the stuff immediately that, well, how's that happening? He was over there yesterday afternoon. And I'm like, immediately people are saying, well, you know, the Russians probably killed him. And just none of this adds up. I don't know, but I know this. He was extremely powerful as a gopher of the deep state. So not that he even ran things, though I thought Jeffrey Epstein was just a gopher. I knew he was on the Trial Commission board, but I didn't know he was a stand-in for David Rockefeller as the head of it. But that's in the emails. The Rothschilds, he's a representative. He's the boss. He's the head of the commission. He may be more powerful than Trump, they say, in the first administration. All is tied into him. I mean, that was at the core of this. And seeing that, you know, is he a gopher? Is he super powerful? Well, he kind of took over from McCain that controlled the Senate's money to radical Orthodox Islam and all these proxy wars and things. So whether he's a puppet or not, he's a stand-in for this. And him dying, I don't know if the Russians did kill him. If they knew he was there, they said we're going to hit these facilities. Get your diplomats, get your politicians, get them out. Back in May, I showed you that. I appreciate, you know, the crew, because you said told Americans get out. I want to know the Russians said diplomats, your military advisors, and your politicians. They were very specific. We're going to kill these command bases. And so we did find the articles and show the actual Russian statement, because I don't want to just show something. And, you know, I'm neurotic about, obviously people know I don't make stuff up, but I want to show you stuff. So that's where we are. Well, see, we're showing it again. Let's show the one about U.S. diplomats and government personnel. You did show it. There it is. So it's a big deal. We already showed it. It doesn't matter. So here is Lindsey Graham. I'm not going to play the whole thing. This is his last speech or press conference, where he's talking about Ukraine and Iran. And then he went on TV before he, I guess, went to the hotel. They haven't confirmed they blew the hotel up. They haven't confirmed that's where he's staying. That's where he normally stays. And when Tucker was in Russia, they hit where he was at with a drone. And then they launched every week 500, 600, 1,000, sometimes 700 to 600 a time on Russia, blowing up their refineries, you name it, blowing up bridges, blowing up their nuclear bases, blowing up their strategic air command. Trying to get him to go full ape. I mean, this is escalated out of control. So we'll get the Gray Area Talks host take on this in a moment. But let's play Lindsey Graham's last little press conference and then his last TV appearance. Let's go to the first clip here. This is clip 33. Lindsey Graham's final press conference took place in Ukraine. Here it is.
Announced as of about 30 minutes ago, we've reached agreement with the White House on a version of the Russian sanctions bill that they will support. It means it's going to become law. So when I get back to Washington, I'm going to go with Senator Blumenthal to the Republican, the Democratic leader, to see if we can find time to move this Russian sanctions package that would give tools to President Trump to help end this war. The road to ending this war, the road to peace, passes through Beijing more than it does Washington, Kyiv, or Moscow. China has an oversized influence. I'd like them to use their influence for the good of the world. Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe Putin is there yet, but it wouldn't take much to get him there. And the sooner we can have a dialogue about peace, the quicker this war is over.
It's Japan's news agency. I just came back from NATO summit Ankara.
I've never been more optimistic than I am today that we have the formula to end this war. Help Ukraine be more lethal. Let those supporting Russia to know it's going to be a price to be paid if you keep doing it. And to try to find an off-ramp, not to humiliate Putin, but to end this war so that Ukraine will thrive and survive.
Listen how poignant those bells are.
Hit
pause. I want to say something. Then go back to our guest, who I'm going to have back on soon. When I was a little kid growing up in Dallas, I loved it. You would hear the church bells ring. They didn't do them at night, but about 7 a.m. till about 10 at night. It was always so beautiful, but the left didn't like them. It was Christian. You were abusing us, and they got laws passed to ban it. But call to prayer blaring at 5 a.m. in New York, in Michigan, in Texas, that's fine. Like Tarzan or something. But listen to that still quasi-Christian country, though he's banned the main Orthodox Church. Listen to those beautiful church bells. And we can tell what time it was he gave that press conference by how many times it dongs. But just go back to where we were, because I'm going to track all this tonight and figure out whether or not he could have gotten out of the country. But if he was already in trouble for using diplomatic flights, I bet he didn't. I bet Hannity told the truth. They were best buddies. 10 to 12 hour train out of there to get out and fly out, then 7 hours back. And reportedly, he was there doing interviews at noon. I think the Russians killed him, if that's right. This is a big deal. Sorry, let's go back.
We have a magic moment in time here. In the coming months, if we do this right, increase Ukraine's lethality, get people to help us with Putin rather than propping him up, we can end this war.
Long time no see.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Happy to see you.
This is yesterday, folks. He's dead
good,
now.
Good. Over.
And we're told he got back and died in D.C.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Totally laundering money. All of them been caught. He's under investigation for it. Now he's dead.
Thank you for coming, Lindsay.
It's a good point.
Yeah, got a little
Rex and Tim made.
For you here.
Maybe
that
somebody else killed him.
When I can talk. But good visit with the president, right?
Yeah, I think that we had really a good meeting.
Yeah,
the mood
was
good. And we had some very important results.
Great briefing by your intel folks. I would recommend that you send them over on the war.
Good.
And the effect thinking.
Yeah, I think that the decision of President Trump about licenses, positive signals about Patriot licenses, were important.
Oh, boy. Okay, one more clip. We'll go back to our guest. Here is Lindsey Graham's last appearance on TV before he supposedly got out of the country and got back to die in D.C. Here it is.
What happens next? I spent 4.5 hours with President Trump Friday. Here's what I think will happen next. If this deal fails, President Trump is going to take the Strait of Hormuz over by force. The United States will control the Strait of Hormuz.
He's from Ukraine.
We'll charge a fee for all those who go through to pay for the operation. And we're going to expand the Abraham Accords in calendar year 2026. We're going to get Saudi Arabia to join the Abraham Accords, and which is the biggest change in 5,000 years in the Mideast. And if Iran contests control of the Strait of Hormuz by the United States, we will obliterate them. So to all the people listening, if this diplomatic effort fails, President Trump is going to take the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah.
We're going to run it. We're going to try to get Saudi Arabia to join the Abraham Accords to end the Arab-Israeli conflict in 2026. And if Iran continues to attack Israel and Lebanon, the new policy will be we'll hit Iran. So to the Iranians, if you're listening, when you use Hezbollah to attack Israel, I think the new policy will be we will attack Iran.
Okay, so he did that from Kiev. You know, Trump a month ago, I played the clip like five times, said actually got artillery and missiles there. It's 18 miles wide. They'll be able to close it. We can't really invade it. It'll be too many troops dead. We don't have a stomach for it again. But he's just like, nope, we're just going to take the Strait of Hormuz. That's what Israel wants, is us to invade. But they've said they won't put troops in. Tim Tompkins, Rex Jones, Gray Area News, Gray Area Talks. Where do you see this going? Where are you seeing anything? I want to shift gears into the midterms, domestic issues, the Charlie Kirk alleged assassin trial.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's key to point out in that first video you showed, the last video of Little Lindsay, the wicked witch from South Carolina, he's talking about sanctions packages. I think that's the 21st or 20th one they've planned on passing or going to pass. So how'd that work out? You know, we've been hearing the same thing for 4 years from Lindsay and other people like Lindsay, even before the war. I mean, back in the 20 teens, he said it would be the year of offense, right? So they've been prepping for this for a very long time. You can look at John McCain, Victoria Nuland. They went there in 2014. They set up the Maidan coup. Zelensky is literally a guy that was like the played like the Kevin Spacey of the country, played the president on TV. And Lindsay was just a piece of that very sick puzzle. So
yeah, and I just
Tim wants to talk about causation.
I want to jog your guys' memory back. We did a deep dive on the American Journal about this.
Right.
All of this could have been completely avoided from the beginning. When the Russians had dissolved and there was no longer the Soviet Union, they were ready to come into the United States and the Western society and join. But why Lindsey Graham gives me chills on a lot of these guys is because of the all have the similar rhetoric. You can go watch videos from decades back then. They wanted to come into society. They wanted to integrate with the West. And then the West said, hey, we have this genius idea called shock therapy. Let's sell all of the assets to the richest billionaires here in Russia and cause their inflation.
Yeah, they looted Russia.
Yeah, they looted Russia. And so then you create a whole chain reaction of these events, which allows people like Putin to come in because he got the oligarchs out. And then you have people who are not quote unquote pro what United States wants. We go in there and we just decide, okay, we're going to start changing people out in Ukraine. We're going to change out the,
time we got new leader, new right. moderate rebel.
And the last thing I want to say on this is like, just look at how regime change never works. It never works. And then we also tell Russians, we're not going to bring any more people into NATO. We start expanding all the way to the point where we're at their border.
12 countries.
Imagine if we went, we almost had nuclear conflict over the fact that Russia was about to have a missile parked in our backyard.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Okay. So all of this kind of goes together and you watch all the rhetoric. It's the same thing. These people have no long-term thinking. They have no idea to comprehend the fact that these small decisions that you think is the right decision, you're going to end up causing the death of millions and millions of people. And I'm just so sick of it.
My dad would call it second, third, fourth, fifth order thinking. That's what you would call that, right, Dad?
Well, no, Tim's right. And they've been told all this and they know this, but here's the problem. Victoria Nuland, all these neocons, Lindsey Graham, they all make huge amounts of money themselves off of this. So that's why they're thinking one dimensional. So how do you guys see this ending?
It doesn't.
The only way this ends, I mean, Russia already has the upper hand. They know this is a war of attrition. All they have to do is continue to keep on going. It's at the moment at which, let's say, Iran maybe winds down and people can start paying attention to Ukraine again, that like we can get Ukraine back in check. Because right now, the only thing that's keeping them going is the fact that they're still being supplied by the West.
Well, and look at Europe, right? Europe has to make some decisions. If you're not going to get cheap oil or LNG from Russia because Nord Stream is destroyed, we blew it up, and you can't get cheap oil from the Strait of Hormuz.
Wait a minute, Rex. The news told me Putin blew up Nord Stream.
Oh, yeah. No, Ukrainian terrorists. That's what I heard. You know, of course, not the ones that we bankroll and fund. Certainly not.
Right.
So we cover that all the time.
Yeah. So like at the end of the day, it really comes down to when the well runs dry.
Yes. I agree.
I think the moment it winds down is if we get into a conflict with China, there's no way we can keep a war on three different fronts.
That's right. And China now is doing a lot of menacing in the Strait of Malacca, right now. So we're going to be watching that very closely. I don't think this is a good thing overall, but it's a good thing as a sign. In the last month, more than 50 that we know of, most of it doesn't even hit the news or doesn't hit national news. You've got all these oligarchs, all these bagmen for Zelensky that and even Interpol and you know, says, no, it's Zelensky. Zelensky's under investigation. They're killing all these bagmen. because obviously Zelensky's trying to consolidate and get all the money himself first. So they're even closing the loop now on all their corruption and getting rid of loose ends. That's a sign that Zelensky is getting ready to flee. Or maybe I'm being optimistic. What do you guys think?
I agree. I mean, you have to look at the incentive. I mean, he could go to the south of France. He could come here, kind of just like Netanyahu. Netanyahu's kid just changed his name, right?
So I didn't know that. Whoa. You mean the little candy-ass guy that never joins the IDF, lives in Miami, he changed his name?
That's right. He changed his name.
Whoa, tell me about this. This is breaking news. Give me the details.
I saw this reported on earlier today. He's changed his name. It's like his new last name is Hone, I think, or that may be the first name. Y'all could look this up and find it.
That's confirmed. Netanyahu's son, a name, yes. a strategy, or a shield. The curious rebranding of Yar Netanyahu. Whoa! Oh, that means Netanyahu's getting a run because he's already been convicted. Whoa! What publication is that?
The Times of Israel.
The Times of Israel yesterday. Okay, Rex, I'm glad you're on. This is breaking news. Tell me about this. That is another good sign. They're getting ready to run. Man, thank God. Hallelujah. Woo.
Yeah.
I just went from being depressed to excited.
Look at the giant compound that they're building in Albania. You know, Jared Kushner's building a giant compound there. Maybe they'll all go listen.
Well, they announced they're grabbing the former second largest Russian nuclear war base with thousands of underground bunkers for $5 billion with Nat Rothschild. Then when it came out, they denied it, even though it was his wife, Ivanka, admitted it. And then they grabbed the coastline, put fences up and denied it. Millions protested, so they had to back off. What are they thinking? It's like, it's insane. Hold on. Let's go back. Benjamin Netanyahu's son just changed his name. That right, they're running for the hills. Oh my God.
Could you be his son and walk around and you make a dinner reservation and your last name is Netanyahu?
Well, imagine. It kind of speaks to what they've done though, right?
I was about to say.
I walk around as his kid, you know, Alex Jones's son, and I feel quite fine about that, quite good about that. And plenty of people don't like me because of it. But I mean, this is like, you can't fit into society at all. Well, you're like forbidden from society.
Right. And just remember, yeah. BB is in the exact same situation as Zelensky, yeah. Right? Because they're at war right now. They haven't had the ability to put Netanyahu on trial for the things that happened during October 7th. They haven't been able to look into all the specifics of why he was allowed to do half of the things that he's been allowed to do. So he wanted to keep this going on, so the fact that he could avoid the justice that was going to come after him at the end of the day.
I think the scary thing that we're realizing now, if we see more from Ben-Gavir and Smotrich, I know, Dad, you talk about Ben-Gavir a lot. That guy is completely.
Yeah, the problem is you're in Netanyahu and even worse lunatic is in there.
Yeah, Ben-Gavir, literally, he has rabies. He's like Cartman, like real-life Cartman from South Park, but demonic.
He's like a 400-pound dude that they arrest flotilla. People bring rice and beans to the Gazans, and he slaps them around on camera and like looks like he's having an orgasm. I want to know what he's on, dude. He looks like he's on 10 hits of ecstasy every time I see him.
He's high on life. And this is the thing. All of Lebanon must burn. That's an outrageous statement to say about any country, right? But all
he said, we're taking it all. We're going to kill everybody, kill the Christians. God, this megalomania must feel great.
And the best part, there is a whole demographic of people that completely agree with him, which is the most insane part. And you're talking about not just average people, but like people who are in power.
It's a weird fusion of like the elite beliefs, right? Because mm-hmm. the ones that don't want to go.
Yeah, the Christian Zionists think we make Jesus come back by nuclear war. You have the Iranian mullahs think that they're going to make their mullah come, their messiah. You've got a bunch of the Jews that think it. And then you got the EU unelected thinks they can expand by war. It's a bunch of crazy people. Who's crazier? Well, the unelected EU commission that wants total war and thinks they're going to defeat Russia, the crazy greater Israel people, the Christian Zionists, or the Muslims? I think it's just a pack of lunatics.
I think you got to say the Christian Zionists, because at least the Muslims and the world Jewish
at least they're fighting for something. Exactly. At least they've got something for it. Good point, Rex. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, like the Christian Zionism is essentially cuckoldry, right? Where you're saying my New Testament is not good enough. I need your version of the Old Testament. And hey, Jesus Christ, he's not actually the fulfillment of the New Testament. He's whatever you say he is that fits into your theology because the land was promised.
Hey, you said Jesus was not the Messiah, but a Jewish rebel was dealt with wisely.
Yeah, exactly. So when you have that attitude, I wouldn't even call it Christianity at all. It's kind of a new religion.
Yeah. Right. And then it breeds people like, Mark Levin's
the
mirror mirror on the
wall. Hamas and Hezbollah. Here's the thing.
Who wants Armageddon most of all? You're right. It's like a weird Israel worshiping Armageddon cult, like Hail Bop, where you drink vodka and take barbiturates and you wear Nike tennis shoes and black pajamas and you're beamed up to the comet.
Right. Well, here's the thing. You're talking about kind of the Muslim debate question as well. And I do want to get this clip. Here's the thing. You had that viral debate with Sneeko. You energy mogged him. It went huge everywhere. Now we can agree, disagree on certain points, but Tim actually knows him from back in the day. So yeah. He blocked both of us.
He blocked both of us.
And we want to talk to him. So
by the way, he chickened out to come back on.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He was supposed to come out on the next day.
And since then, he peed his little poopoo.
Well, here's the thing. You were broadcasting before he was born, right? So I think that's kind of an odd experience for someone to come into that kind of environment. And he definitely got mogged by you. He didn't understand the elephant seal energy.
It's insane.
The truth was, I had a meeting to go to and I was just trying to blast. It was not serious. I just blasted him.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, he's completely changed since I've known him. I mean, He grew up Catholic, Christian. His family, nicest people ever. I'm not even sure what goes on in their minds as they see what their son has basically been doing on the internet.
So you grew up with Sneeko in Connecticut. So what type of guy is he?
I mean, he was always like provocative like that, joking, always loud, those types of things. And we used to make like racist jokes back and forth between each other and all that type of stuff. So he's always kind of had that personality. The part I didn't expect was kind of like this now morphed version of like hatred to the extent where it like gets kind of dangerous on the Israelis and the Jewish people, because it's like, dude, our school, half the people were Jewish there. His best friends, we had a friend group. I was one of his best friends. They were Jewish too. We were in bar and bat mitzvahs, dancing it up, living
it
up.
Well, that's my thing, is that Netanyahu's unpopular. And this whole thing is, I'm actually not Israel's enemy. I want them to stop destroying themselves. Plus they have nukes. It goes to a very bad place. Well, guys, we got to come back on soon. You guys are going to continue on with your streams. We post your streams at Real Alex Jones. Where do they find you? Where you guys are going to keep streaming tonight? You're going to keep going.
Yeah. You can join us on Gray Area Talks on X. It's right there. And in the bio, you can find our YouTube. You can find our Rumble on there.
And you guys are going to continue on, right? When I end here in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be live. Please join us. We're going to be live. Find us on X or Rumble. Please follow us on Rumble or YouTube at Gray Area Talks.
Yes.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Great job.
Thank you.
All right. Sunday Night Lives coming up. We're going to look at, was Graham really killed over there? Or was he killed over here? We got to study this more. I'll know more tomorrow, but I'm going to keep looking at it. That's coming up on the streams at Real Alex Jones on X, stations across the country, and on rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Be sure to share those coordinates, The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. We got to buy one, get one free, methylene blue capsules. It's incredible right now. We're running out of the collectible 250th coin that funds our operation. We have the new shower heads, the highest quality, highest rating on cutting out the toxins. You breathe it, it goes to your skin. You need these systems. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. We have a new Don't Spy on Me, instead of Don't Tread on Me, cutting down the flock camera deal. We have creatine 50% off. It's all there, incredible products. And if you're a VIP, get the coin for $69. The coin costs us $67 to print. Yeah, $99 for everybody else. The regular is $117.76. Can't say that. $117.76. But it's only $99 for everybody else. VIPs, it is $69. Right now, selling out thealexjonesstore.com. That's a tongue twister.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right. As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria,
which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go.
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look. Vodka. Potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the AlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?